You're listening to SBS News.
The United States' withdrawal from the United Nations Human Rights Council is the latest rejection of multilateral engagement by the Trump administration. It follows US moves to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement and the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Standing with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has criticized Russia, China, Cuba, and Egypt for thwarting efforts to reform the Council. She's also criticized countries which she says share U.S. values, but encouraged the United States to remain, and as she phrased it, were unwilling to seriously challenge the status quo.
For too long, the Human Rights Council has been a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias. Regrettably, it is now clear that our call for reform was not heeded. Human rights abusers continue to serve on and be elected to the Council. The world's most inhumane regimes continue to escape scrutiny.
Ms. Haley says one of the United States' greatest concerns with the Council was its regular criticism of Israel, which she describes as a chronic bias.
Last year, the United States made it clear that we would not accept the continued existence of Agenda Item 7, which singles out Israel in a way that no other country is singled out. Earlier this year, as it has in previous years, the Human Rights Council passed 5 resolutions against Israel, more than the number passed against North Korea, Iran, and Syria combined.
Mike Pompeo has accused the Council of having members with no interest in protecting human rights.
The Human Rights Council enables abuses by absolving wrongdoers through silence and falsely condemning those who have committed no offense. A mere look around the world today demonstrates that the Council has failed in its stated objectives. Its membership includes authoritarian governments with unambiguous and abhorrent human rights records, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the 47-member Council not only seeks to promote and protect human rights, but also addresses alleged rights violations and makes recommendations on them. In a statement, he says he would have much preferred the United States remain in the Council. Human rights activists across the world have criticized the US decision. In Australia, Human Rights Law Centre Executive Director Hugh de Kretser admits the Council is not ideal, but says the decision is wrong.
It's not perfect. It's like, if you like, the world's human rights parliament, which means there are good members and there are bad members of that parliament. But what you do is you don't abdicate your responsibility and quit that parliament. You make it stronger. You make it better. And victims of human rights abuses around the world need a strong UN Human Rights Council.
Nikki Haley, the US ambassador, maintains the decision does not show the Trump administration is retreating from a commitment to human rights.
I want to make it crystal clear that this step is not a retreat from human rights commitments. On the contrary, we take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
But there's a growing number of critics of the administration's human rights record, both outside and inside the country. The US exit from the Council came a day after UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, criticized the country's human rights record. He focused on US President Donald Trump's policy of separating children from their families if caught entering the United States through its border with Mexico without papers.
The thought that any state would seek to deter parents by inflicting such abuse on children is unconscionable. I call on the United States to immediately end the practice of forcible separation of these children, and I encourage the government to at last ratify the Convention on the Rights of the Child in order to ensure that the fundamental rights of all children, whatever their administrative status, will be at the center of all domestic laws and policies.
Other critics of that policy include the Mexican government and within the United States rights groups, Democrats, and some of Mr. Trump's own Republicans. Australia was elected to serve a 3-year term on the United Nations Human Rights Council last year. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia agrees with many of the US complaints about the Council, but will not pull out of it. Ms. Bishop says she agrees the Council has an anti-Israel bias, but is disappointed by the US decision to withdraw. She says Australia will continue to work towards effective and meaningful reform of the Council to enable it to more effectively carry out its role. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.